You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's a rule, I think, of the news planning business that as soon as you decide to do a story on rising oil prices, crude prices are going to go down. And so they did today. It was a little bit of a roller coaster. We'll start by stipulating that an attack on Saudi oil facilities was the proximate cause of prices spiking higher this morning, $70 a barrel, before they settled lower on the day. But look, there was a point in this pandemic when crude prices were negative, if you remember that. Back in April, you would have had to pay to take delivery. So the current state of affairs, that ain't so bad. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
Get ready for it. Here's what's happened to the global oil market in the last 12 months in trader argo.
We moved from what is called contango to backwardation, a backwardated market.
That's energy consultant Stephen Shork. And to explain in regular people terms, the contango market happened when crude oil demand and prices plummeted after the pandemic hit. Then in the fall, the global economy came out of COVID hibernation and needed more oil and gas.
Demand now is beginning to outstrip supply. There's a lot of optimism about a vaccine, the economies around the globe opening up.
Which has driven prices up. Alex Ramos-Payon at Rystad Energy says that's good news for shale oil producers in the Permian Basin of Texas and New Mexico.
One of the most prolific and one of the most affordable sources of oil nowadays globally. So with all of the efficiencies that we've seen in drilling, in fracking, essentially all areas of the Permian are commercial and very profitable at $60.
But more oil pumping profitably out of the ground doesn't necessarily mean another boom time in rig workers' jobs and pay. That's because there's been massive consolidation, accelerated by the pandemic, says analyst Michael Orlando at Econ One Research.
We saw a record number of bankruptcies in the oil and gas sector in 2020, and we were going to see a contraction in employment in the industry, cost reduction in the industry.
Employment in oil and gas drilling is down about 5,000 since before the pandemic, and down about 70,000 since the peak in 2014. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Contango and backwardation, by the way, my two favorite business and economic buzzwords. I mean, they just kind of roll right off your tongue, right? Okay, no, they don't. Back in the before times, if you could have looked south from LA down over the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles, you might have seen on any given day at most maybe one container ship having to wait to tie up and unload. This morning at 7 a.m., you'd have seen 26 of those ships full of all the furniture and appliances and gym equipment and building materials that this economy has been devouring during this pandemic. And with consumers set to spend a whole lot more this year, well, that backlog is not likely to let up, as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
The kind of backlog of container ships that we're seeing now started around the end of last year, says Kip Lutit, executive director of the Marine Exchange of Southern California.
We jumped from 0 to 1 container ships at anchor to about 35 the 1st of January.
Ships are waiting longer inside the port, too, says Gene Soroka, executive director of the Port of Los Angeles. And fulfillment centers are overloaded.
When a container is waiting at a warehouse, it's now sitting for about 8 days, and that's usually about 3.5 days during pre-pandemic times.
There are two reasons for the backup. First, there's been a surge in global shipping thanks to online shopping. Second, there's COVID. Jonathan Gold follows supply chain policy for the National Retail Federation.
And hopefully as we get additional longshoremen vaccinated, truckers vaccinated, we can add more workers back to the workforce and be able to address some of the ongoing issues that we're seeing.
If the backlogs continue, the cost of shipping will rise, says economist Katie Russ at UC Davis. She says that could be passed on to consumers. But a bigger issue, she says, is whether manufacturers will be able to get the parts and materials they need.
And to the degree that they can't get those, that introduces a whole other type of uncertainty into their production decisions and their hiring decisions.
At the Port of Los Angeles, Executive Director Gene Soroka expects backlogs to continue at least until midsummer. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.